Good morning. Starting with Simon Ches, the Chayotim is going to deal with the size of a garment which is Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Interestingly enough, he first deals with a case which is not common, and he sort of, in Simon Ches, which is a short Simon, he discusses that case and gets it off the table. Then he goes through the regular case in Simon Tess, the regular cases of a garment, and discuss how large a garment has to be chayiv in the midst of tzitzis. So the pasuk says a shirt chasav bo, that you should be covered by it. So we're going to understand that if it's too small, so that which they have in the Reform and Conservative, this prayer shawl, which really is more like a prayer scarf, it's not large enough to really wrap the person's body in. So that's not chayiv in tzitzis. So that which they wear for the midst of tzitzis, besides the fact they make it, it's too small to be chayiv in the midst of tzitzis. They also make it out of silk many times, so which is a machlok, is whether it's chayiv at the raisa level. So that's not chayiv in tzitzis. A person wears a scarf. We could ask a question. Many scarves have four corners. If you look at your scarf, it has four corners. So why are we not putting tzitzis in our scarf? The answer is many scarves are too small to cover the person, and therefore they're not chayiv in the midst of tzitzis. Now, what's the finest covering? We will see in Simon Tess. But what about the other way around? The garment is extremely large to the point that a person would never wear it. It's too large for a person to wear. The only way he could wear it is by doubling it over, but that means, so that sort of makes it like not really a functional type of garment. So the Chayotim deals with that in Simon Ches. Lo yasa talus orach pishnaim kekamas ish, a talus which is so long that it's twice the height of a person. You should not make it so large. You cannot wear it as such unless you would have to fold it over. So that's too large. It's not considered a beged, which a person normally would wear. And therefore, it's not chayiv in the midst of tzitzis. So that's according to one opinion. If a person would fold it over and then sew it together, then he's made it into, it's a double-layered garment, but it's one garment. It's not, it's smaller size, etc. So if you sew it as such, that'll make a chayiv. So you cover the thread over the outside. This is the canvas commercial kofel. And where are the four corners? So the four corners of the garment really are right next to each other because you doubled it over. So two of the corners are on top of two of the corners. The answer is no. By sewing it as such, you've made a new set of four corners, two of the original corners, and then the two corners where the fold is. So that's where you'd put the tzitzis, in the two corners of the fold. But if a person does not sew it together, just leaves it, even if he folds it over, it'll not be chayiv in tzitzis, according to this opinion. An example of this is sometimes people have they make a large talus for the purpose of kol ha'orim. They sew it to lace them together. So that garment is so large that a person cannot wear it. So according to this opinion, it's not going to be chayiv in tzitzis. And it's not a real bona fide halachic talus. Okay, let's start Simon Tess. Shir arach ha-beged b'orko u'rechove. So what is the size of the beged, its length and its width? Kedei she'katan ben teshonim yichasa b'roshe b'rubay. So it has to be large enough that a child who's reached the age of 9 years old, it will cover the head and the majority of the body, majority of the torso of a child the age of 9 years old. If it's that large, so Chazal say, if it's that large, even an adult meaning over here, the child who's of the age of 13 years old, would wear such a garment occasionally out into the street without being embarrassed. It's not that such a big difference in size that he wouldn't wear such a garment. So this is considered the minimal size of a garment, because an adult might wear this and be mechas himself and cover, wrap himself up in such a garment. So we measure it by the size of a talus, size of a garment, which can envelop the majority of the body and the head of a 9-year-old child. But if it's smaller than that size, it's not considered a garment or a person would wrap themselves in at all. Any type of an adult in Klal Yisrael, not even a 13-year-old, would not wear such a garment. And upata mitzitzes, therefore, that's not chayiv in the midst of tzitzes. Um, what about you would have a garment which is large enough to wrap a child, but a gadol would not feel large enough to wear? So that would not be chayiv. That's this opinion we're saying over. That's not going to be chayiv, because the main measure is by the gadol, not by the katan. So they take a small piece of material in the front, material in the back, they make two straps for the shoulders, they sew it together, and they put tzitzis on it. That's not a valid size bagged, because the bagged in the front is not large enough, the bagged in the back is not large enough, the fact that it's attached by straps does not make it into one bagged, and it's not large enough to chayiv in the mitzvah. And for sure you cannot make a brach on them. So you would say the brach on the talis gadol. They want to get some reminder of the mitzvah sittas during the day, so they're doing this action. But the chayyadim ends up with that thought. Any person who has yir shemayim will not rely on that. And doing making such a garment, should make a full size garment every place according to what they consider that's a normal size, and that's what a person should make to wear for the mitzvah sittas.